Well, we're at question number 107. Question 107 of the Shorter Catechism. You can find that in the back of your hymnal on page 976. Question 107. Again, this is an exposition of the Lord's Prayer. And it asks us the question, what does the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer teach us? And the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, which is, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever," teaches us to make our encouragement in prayer from God only, and in our prayers to praise Him, ascribing kingdom, power, and glory to Him. And in testimony of our desire and assurance to be heard, we say, Amen. Well, this is the last lesson on the Lord's Prayer and the last lesson in the study of the Shorter Catechism. And don't miss how this study comes full circle in at least two ways. First, you'll remember the Lord's Prayer begins with the petition, "Hallowed be your name," a petition that praises the name of God. And second, the very first lesson of the Catechism taught us that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And that's just how we end, prayerfully exalting God's name with a full-throated doxology. Now, I do want to mention something about this final petition, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." It isn't in some of the original manuscripts of the Gospel of Matthew, and whether or not it should be included in the text has been debated for centuries. I think it should be, but in fairness, a lot of wonderful scholars don't. But that discussion aside, I definitely believe it should be a part of the Catechism, because the Bible is filled with doxologies that sound exactly like this. Take, for example, our call to worship. Listen again to that. This is 1 Chronicles 29. I'm going to begin in verse 11. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that's in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you're exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and we praise your glorious name." And that's really the very thing our catechism lesson is teaching us. We should pray with our mind's eye fixed on praising and glorifying God as the one supreme King and Lord over all. Now, the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer in the catechism highlights at least three things that ought to give us encouragement and assurance in our prayers. First, it reminds us that when we pray, we're coming to the King. We're coming to our King, who rules over His kingdom and has a wonderful love for His kingdom citizens. So when we're assailed by the world, the flesh, or the devil, we cry out to the King, to our King. Second, the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer reminds us that our King has power. He's the Lord God omnipotent. He created all and He's sovereign over all. So when we pray, we're calling on one with infinite power and ability to help. And third, He's all glorious. That is, He's incomparable and unrivaled in His majesty and supremacy. We've defined His glory before as the sum total of all His divine perfections and attributes. It's the brilliant radiance of His being and character shining forth. And so the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer reminds us to ascribe kingdom, power, and glory to our God. And adding to the encouragement and assurance of our prayers, we conclude our prayers with the wonderful word, Amen. And that doesn't simply mean our prayer's finished. Amen means truly, or verily, or this is sure to be. It's a word of trust that God hears our prayers when they're offered through Christ in the power of the Spirit. And those prayers are surely received in heaven, and will be answered according to God's good purposes. And one of the takeaways, one of the most important takeaways, I think, from this concluding lesson is that our prayers really ought to be saturated with praise. That is, our desires ought to be offered to heaven, surrounded by doxology, our godly wants presented from a place of heartfelt worship. And I love the eloquent way G.I. Packer captured this. He writes, "Prayer and praise are like a bird's two wings. With both working, you soar. With one out of action, you're earthbound. But birds should not be earthbound, nor Christians praiseless when they pray." What a fitting way to wrap up the study of our catechism. Began with the chief end of man, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And it ends with man in personal, intimate communion with his God and ascribing to Him kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen.